Welcome back to the Just Animations podcast.
Today, we're talking about something that sparked a lot of conversation in the animation world: Disney potentially bringing hand-drawn animation back.
For decades, hand-drawn animation defined Disney's identity. It shaped childhoods, set industry standards, and created some of the most iconic animated films of all time.
But over the last 20-plus years, computer-generated animation has taken center stage, faster production, new visual possibilities, and massive commercial success.
Now, according to industry discussions, Disney is reconsidering the hand-drawn format not to replace CGI, but to bring it back as a meaningful creative option.
This move is being driven by something powerful: nostalgia, audience fatigue, and a renewed appreciation for craftsmanship.
There's a growing sense that audiences miss the warmth, imperfection, and human touch that traditional animation brings.
Hand-drawn animation feels different. You can see the artist's hand in every frame. It carries emotion in a way that purely digital animation sometimes struggles to replicate.
This doesn't mean CGI is going away. The goal isn't replacement, it's balance.
Studios are realizing that different stories deserve different tools.
Some stories benefit from realism and scale, where CGI excels. Others thrive on emotion, expression, and intimacy, where hand-drawn animation shines.
There's also a generational shift happening. Younger audiences are discovering classic animation for the first time, while older audiences are craving something familiar and authentic.
From a creative standpoint, this could open the door for more stylistic diversity in mainstream animation.
And from an industry perspective, it sends a strong message: traditional animation still matters.
For studios, artists, and animators, this could mean renewed investment in skills that were once considered outdated.
It's a reminder that technology should serve creativity, not replace it.
At Just Animations, we see this as validation. Every animation style has value when it's used intentionally.
The future of animation isn't one format winning, its multiple styles coexisting, each chosen for the right story.
If you enjoyed this discussion, please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
And if you have a moment, leaving us a review or rating really helps support the show. We truly appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this special episode of the Just Animations podcast.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.